All right, thank you for that, Christopher Cross. Of course, you hear the dulcet tones of that song, and it's 9:40 on a Tuesday. That's when we check in with our friends over at SalesportTalk.com. Karen Lyle is with us once again. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We also have a special guest with us. Happy to have her, and it is Christina Tarantola. She is the Commodore of the California Yacht Club, and she is Association of Santa Monica Bay Yacht Club Sportsman of the Year from 2 years ago, and a very accomplished sailor in her own right. But Christina, I guess let's get the bad part out of the way first. You guys suffered a very bad fire, did you not?
We did. So good morning, and thank you so much for having me. Our club is now 101 years old. We've been at our current location since 1967, a beautiful, old, iconic, hexagonally shaped clubhouse. And unfortunately, last Monday night, December 11th, there was a fire, and the club is almost completely destroyed. Most of the entire upstairs is gone.
Christina, I'm so sorry to hear that, and our sincerest condolences for all of the club members. I think the thing that is the most difficult about this is the loss of history and trophies. You can rebuild the club, but these things are gone. Do you have records of what actually was lost?
So, absolutely. First, you know, luckily, no club members or staff were injured. There were two firefighters who were taken to the hospital for a short period of time, but they are well now. So we are grateful for that. And you're right. A club is absolutely the people, not the building. So the greatest loss was definitely the trophies and this historical stuff. We have so many, many trophies that we have collected and created over the years. And many are irreplaceable and priceless. And we have a lot of documentation for those. But, of course, to replace them will be impossible. We had a huge solid silver galleon, about a 35 or 40-pound silver galleon that is, I believe, I have not seen it, but I have been told that it is now just a lump of silver.
Mm.
So. Yeah.
But this leads me to one more question about it. With the investigation, I mean, do we know whether it was just a fluke accident or arson? Do we know more?
Oh, we believe it was completely accidental. It was late at night. The building was just about empty. So we believe that it was just, you know, faulty something somewhere. But we do not have any, we don't have final results on that as yet.
Christina, you've had a lot of people reaching out to you, you know, with their best hopes and wishes for the club, but also with stories about what's happened to them. What have you heard?
Yes, it's actually been really surprising and very, very heartening. We've had an outpouring of support, suggestions, volunteers to help in any way possible, and then I was surprised to receive some communications from clubs who have experienced very similar tragedies. We had Annapolis Yacht Club burned down in 2015. That's probably the one people are most familiar with. But I've received communications from, you know, a club in Florida that was destroyed by a hurricane, a club in Germany that burned to the ground. And every single one of them has told very, very similar stories about the steps that they took to recover, and that every single one of them has actually ended up stronger than before. So that's super encouraging.
When it comes to small craft, I'm much more into the ones with engines than the ones with sails. And that's what I like about your yacht club. You recognize your power fleet, don't you?
We absolutely do. We have a very strong sailing fleet, obviously. We have a very strong power fleet. We were actually originally founded by a group of motorboat enthusiasts. Speedboat racing used to be huge back in the days when we started, and that was actually our beginnings. But we also have a very, very strong rowing program. And of course, you know, stand-up paddling and all of the other, you know, self-propelled water craft are becoming more and more popular as well.
Well, and also you have golf. And how many clubs do you have inside your club? You have little inner clubs.
Yeah, so we do. We have a very enthusiastic group of golfers who get together and travel around to golf clubs in the area and have tournaments with other groups. And we have almost 100 subgroups at our club. We have a fine dining society. We have two book clubs. We have a movie club. We have a sportsman's club. We have a family activities group. So even if you are not a boater, there is absolutely something for you at California Yacht Club. And, of course, we have 4 paddle, tennis, and pickleball courts, and they are always full.
Let's. By the way, we are speaking to Christina Tarantola of the California Yacht Club, Rick Tittle, and Karen Lyle with you. Let's talk about something else I think is really cool and tell people they think that this segment is called radio sailing, but you have a different idea about what radio sailing is, don't you?
Indeed. There is a very, very popular radio-controlled sailboat. The DF-95 is the most popular right now. And it has really, especially during COVID, it got super popular because it was really easy for people to sort of stand apart from each other but still be able to yell to each other and race their boats. And, yes, so a number of the clubs in Marina Del Rey have small radio-controlled sailing fleets.
You know, I was very intrigued to hear that you met your husband sailing. Well, you're now husband, but not then. Were you both racing, or what was the story behind that?
Yes, my husband has actually been racing a lot longer than I have. He actually grew up here in Los Angeles. And I was racing on a team, a woman skipper, mostly women crew, and there was a regatta. We were shorthanded, and she knew Scott, and she invited him to come sailing with us. And that was it. And she's still proud. That is her first boat love story.
So what would you call it? Love at first tack?
Oh, very, very good. Yes. Well, from now on,
Rick,
I didn't before, but I will now.
feel free to use that one.
Thank you.
A free gift, Rick, right? Christina, tell us about your background in rowing and also with ocean sailing, because you like to sail in actually the dark, deep waters, which I like the BVI and Zanzibar, but, you know, you're willing to sail in the ocean anywhere. Why is that?
So I'm not a big offshore racer. Certainly we have many, many members who do a lot of deep water, blue water sailing. There's a race to Hawaii every other year, the Transpac, and many of our members compete. I have not done that race. My biggest long distance, not very long by our standards, but there's a race to Ensenada, Mexico, Newport to Ensenada every year, and I've done that a couple of times. And it's a great experience. Sailing in the dark especially really makes you think about the ocean and respect the ocean in a different way. You really have to put a lot of faith and confidence in moving with the ocean, because if you try to fight it, you will always lose.
And to follow up on that, what was maybe your greatest moment of peril on the high seas that you've had?
I am happy to say that I personally have not had anything ever really scary. Especially my races to Ensenada went really, really well and really smoothly. But I do a lot of race committee work, which means I officiate at the races, and I'm often out on a small boat running around, and I've picked up a few people in my time. So, but nothing serious. So, sorry, no scary stories there.
Knock on wood.
Exactly. And actually, when I was thinking of the dark waters, I was thinking of swimming, because that's something that you do. You do sail, you do swim in the ocean. And where are you swimming mostly?
So I am a very avid ocean swimmer. I don't live as close to the ocean as I used to. I used to live very close to the yacht club in Marina Del Rey, and I'm now somewhat outside the city, so I don't get to do it as much. But, and I don't generally, swim in the ocean at night. I have friends who do. I have friends who have done the swim from Catalina to Los Angeles, and that's a 22-mile start at midnight swim. Thank you, no. But again, I really love being in the ocean and really getting to the point where you have to sort of let go of your own control issues and feel the water and feel the waves and move with them and learn how to harness and use that energy instead of fighting it.
One more question for you. Because of the pandemic, I think this has happened to a lot of yacht clubs. So I'll ask you, has pickleball taken over?
Yes, it has. For a long time, they were claiming it was the fastest growing sport in the country. And I kept saying, well, I'm not going to publish it until I can confirm that it is true. And sure enough, I did confirm, you know, as reported on NPR, it is the fastest growing sport in the country. So in our club magazine, we now published that. And yes, we've had a huge rise in pickleball players. Paddle tennis is still very strong at our club, but yes, pickleball, it's a thing.
Well, for more info, calyachtclub.com. Once again, calyachtclub.com. Yep. We've been speaking with the Commodore Christina Tarantola of the California Yacht Club. Thanks for your time, Christina.
Thank you so much,
Christina,
for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. And our best wishes to everyone.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good stuff. And then, Karen, you just got back from the UK, right?
I did. I was in London. I hosted some parties. It was actually a War Horse Regency Ball for the Armed Forces Equine Charity.
Wow.
It was a tremendous success. It looked like a Bridgerton movie when they're all dancing. Everybody was dressed in the period of the time in this beautiful room that was the King Harold's room in the club. It was just lovely.
You're not a guest. You're the host. That's pretty...
I'm the international ambassador for that charity.
Wow.
And I am a member of the club, and actually that came about through friendships during the pandemic, actually starting out with the Sir Robert Knox Johnson and Vice Admiral John McAnally, who we've had on the show here. So
those guys are great. I'm the ambassador for old-fashioned glazed donuts. That's it.
Is that right? You know, I love those. I think those are great. Of all the donuts, I think the glazed donut has got to be the top.
No doubt. Karen, good stuff. Good to hear your voice, and we'll do it again next week.
Okay. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.